This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you here with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, head up to the website. A lot going on up there. We got writers that post pieces on a regular basis. Let them know if you like the pieces, you don't like the pieces, what you think about, what you don't think about them. Heck, I got my hat. Well, they tried to hand me my head. Yeah, I'm too stubborn to back down. But anyway, head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's also a chat room going on up there. And as I like to say, which is a very true statement, there's a lot. There are people up there that are smarter than I am. It really is that simple. And so if you head up there, you might get some information. And you also will be able to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Did I go too fast? Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. So, you can also buy the new shirt we have. It's a shirt, and, you know, it's hashtag stand. And basically what I'm asking you to do is stand for what you believe. Stand for America. Stand for liberty. Stand for freedom. And you don't have to go beat anybody up. I'm not asking you to do any of that stuff. I'm just asking you to stop backing down. Please just simply stop backing down. It's not that hard. If you believe in something, get your information. Make sure you're not spewing party line, because that is just obnoxious and irritating. But make sure you can back up what it is that you believe, what you feel, what you know to be true, and then move forward. All right. You know, an old friend of ours is in the news again. Ex-Sheriff Joe Arpaio is asking Jeff Sessions to join his court case. Now, I don't know if you know this, but because of the last administration, he is being brought into federal court, into federal charges. And they're looking into some, you know, they're looking into him doing illegal raids for immigrants. A federal judge told him to stop doing the raids, which is crazy. And not because it was necessarily against the law, but because it was the federal government's job to conduct federal raids on immigration that they weren't doing that was harming his area. And he was elected to protect his area. Now, I have my reasons why I think he lost, but whatever. Former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio is looking to bring some star power to his upcoming criminal contempt of court trial. Now he's asking the county's top cop to testify for him. Lawyers for the controversial sheriff, who made headlines for his hardline immigration policies, having added Attorney General now Jeff Sessions to his witness list. Now, what makes this strange is think about who tries these cases. Who are the prosecutors on these cases? Right? They're federal lawyers. This federal lawyer should be replaced by Mr. Trump. Now, it's unclear whether Sessions might actually make the appearance. Arpaio's attorney, Jack Willinchick, told the local news source on Friday that his office had not been in direct contact with the Department of Justice. But he has made a push to bring Sessions in. But now Sessions has been actively pursuing his own brand of immigration enforcement. Well, the constitutional brand. Now, Willinchick says that Sessions' testimony would help show the contradiction between Trump administration policy and those of former President Barack Obama. Arpaio faces trial for defying a judge's order to stop immigration patrols, a confrontation that occurred under the prior administration. You know, I mean, think about it. This, the law is either the law or it's not. Now, I realize a contempt of court charge is him defying what a judge told him to stop doing, but as he said, I shouldn't be told to stop doing something I have the constitutional right to do. I'm to protect this county. Whether they're illegals or not, I'm to protect this county. Now, Sessions' name was added to the list of witnesses in a court filing just Wednesday. A day later, the U.S. District Judge Susan Bolton approved a two-month extension request by Arpaio's lawyers. The trial was slated to start in April, but Arpaio's lead attorney quit last week. Arpaio, 84, had been an enduring symbol of Arizona's tough stance towards illegal immigration. He was a vocal supporter of then-candidate Donald Trump. And the campaign season and his outlook on immigration, really not so different right now. And Sessions is on his same page. So Arpaio even spoke at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, where he said one of his our most important mission was to elect Donald Trump. Now, the former sheriff received resounding applause for his speech that was peppered with anti-illegal immigration. It should have been. Look, it's not the people we're against. It's the way they came here. He says, we are more concerned with the rights of illegal immigrants than we are the citizens of our own country. I agree with him. I think he's exactly right. Arpaio always unapologetic supported workplace raids and frequent traffic stops. He faces a misdemeanor contempt charge for letting his controversial immigration patrol continue, despite a judge's order in 2011. And it was one of his own people that turned him in. I would have fired the guy. I would have found a way to fire the guy. If convicted on contempt charges, the former sheriff faces up to 6 months in prison. Wouldn't that be great? Right next to the guys that he put in there. That's crazy. Will and Check argues that the prohibition on detaining immigrants who hadn't been suspected of committing state crimes falls in line with the current federal policy that the Sessions backed. So we'll see what happens. I'd like to see Sessions get involved in this. Maybe even call off his prosecuting attorney and say, look, what Arpaio was doing, we're advocating for. Right? Sessions actually made a speech from Arizona this week that said the catch and release phrases of the or practices of the past are over. So anyway, we'll see what happens. You know, the former sheriff, since November's defeat, not only did his tumultuous tenure come to a halt, but Tent City, the outdoor jail he's known for, is closing. You know, he does such a great job. And now this bleeding heart sheriff comes in and has to change everything. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's the Genesis Communication Network. And, you know, get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But here, listen.
Yes,
all right. Dale Bellis is going to join me in about 30 seconds here from Liberty HealthShare. And, you know, it's with all this uncertainty, whatever you want to call it, you know, going on with the Affordable Care Act. And if you listened to the show last night or the other night, I had Congressman Steve Knight on, and they were talking about what it's going to take to get this done. It's not going to get done quickly. All right? I'm not going to say it's going to take years, but it's not going to get done quickly. If you're concerned, you don't have health care, you can't afford the normal health care, as it's called, then you got to check out Liberty HealthShare and learn. Listen, take a listen. I always love when this guy's on with me. I learned so much from him. And you need to learn a lot, too, about your health care and how to take care of yourself and the kind of programs that are out there for you and the kind of, you know, there are so many different ways to take care of yourself. There are so many different ways to get the health care you need. Liberty HealthShare, Dale Bellish is the CEO of Liberty HealthShare. They've been around a long time. I know we're hearing all these ads on the radio, but I'll tell you what. If you don't call these guys, if you don't get to know what these guys have to offer, you've got to be informed first. You have to have the information before you make a decision that's so important to you and your family. And again, Dale, thanks so much for being with me today.
Joe, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, you know, first, let's get into what is Liberty HealthShare? What is health sharing?
Yeah, it is a nationwide nonprofit association of men and women and families all across America who agree among themselves on a like-minded basis to share in and pay each other's medical bills. And we do that without the aid of an insurance company or the government, just a regular systematic way to meet medical costs where your dollars are going to another person who has medical bills that month. And it functions conveniently and easily, but we're sharing those costs together in a like-minded community.
You know, and people need to understand how that works. We've got the health care bill coming up again in front of Congress and our president, and I know that you were up there for the first round to make sure that health sharing was going to be able to, you know, was going to stay in this new bill coming up. What does this mean now in the second round that's coming here? Are you actively involved in it? Are there things you're concerned about? Do people need to call their congressman to make sure that this is included in the bill?
Well, it's a twofold answer, really. Liberty HealthShare members have abandoned health insurance. That is, we've stepped out of the health insurance model and instead rely on and participate with each other in our medical expenses. We set our own guidelines as to what bills we'll share in, and we send our money to one another. That is so outside the box and unrelated to health insurance, but we have to really provide some education to our legislators to say healthcare sharing is really an alternative means of meeting healthcare costs unrelated to health insurance. So don't lump us in, please, to your legislative efforts. Just provide us with the existing exemption that's in the Affordable Care Act, which we're grateful for, and built into the ACA is that exemption. Just extend that exemption to any other legislative mandates that you come up with. Interestingly, Joe, one of the ones that in this most recent bill that failed, interestingly, was a penalty on anyone who went beyond 63 days without health insurance coverage. They called it a continuous coverage penalty, that you'd pay an additional 30% of a premium to the new insurance company. And we asked the legislators, please exclude us from that. We're not insurance. We don't want to be. We're all uninsured, thankfully. So if a person's circumstances would change and suddenly their employer provided a coverage, they would be hit with this penalty. So exclude us from that.
Yeah.
Well, thankfully, that bill failed. But that's the way, unfortunately, Washington thinks. They think in terms of providing for the people as if they need to rely on government for health care, and we've just simply stepped out of that system.
Yeah, and Dale, I'm not trying to confuse people with the there is a difference between health sharing and insurance. Liberty HealthShare is not an insurance company. However, I would venture to say there are a lot more benefits being with Liberty HealthShare than there is with fighting through a traditional insurance company. And I've heard that from some of the members, some of the people that have signed up through the radio show for your services. I haven't heard.
Well, the difference is, health sharing is voluntary. It's cooperative. And we just simply join together based upon our shared values and beliefs. One of those is we really feel like God's placed us here on earth to use our resources to help others whenever they're in need. Now, if that resonates with people as being a part of the DNA of America, you know, check us out, because we've simply turned that principle and value into the glue that holds us together in meeting healthcare costs, so that when you have an expense, I just simply send my money to you that month. And when I have an expense, the other members send their dollars to me, and we do that electronically, online. It's convenient and easy, but it's healthcare sharing, member to member, and person to person, like a neighbor helping a neighbor.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that, you know, I have a friend of mine that actually sells health insurance, and I was talking to her about this, and even she had to fess up that, you know, health sharing is definitely the way to go, because there are so many, there's less red tape, if you would. There's less fighting with what I jokingly refer to as the death panels, but there are less fighting with the bureaucracy of an insurance company when, as you just said, as you just brought light to, when you're health sharing, those are like-minded believers, other human beings that understand what it's like to be under pressure and have some health issues and needing help. But the thing I like about Liberty Health Share as well is you've got what I call kind of a pre-care. You know, you've got counselors that we can call and say, look, my weight is starting to pile on here. Here's what I got. You know, help me out. What do I need to do? What kind of program can I get on? Isn't that true?
It is true. We call it our health track program. And it really, again, Joe, we're talking about our ethics and our beliefs. It grows out of our belief that our bodies are temples and we're really have a moral and spiritual obligation to take care of ourselves. And so we just have created a methodology for our members joining us, particularly with chronic conditions, high blood pressure, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, certainly, as you mentioned, obesity, and even smoking. We accept smokers that just kind of commit to quit. We assign them a health coach, and they set out their own prescribed and self-determined goals and objectives, and the health coach just simply provides resources, support, and accountability to reach their own determined, self-determined goals.
All right, look, sorry I had to cut them short. You know what happens when I pre-record? They go on and on. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Heat up your coffee. A lot more from Dale Bellis at Liberty Health Share in just a couple of minutes. Become a member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. 1/3. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Yeah, those of you who are old enough to know that song know. DC is like a Frankenstein monster. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, there's a new dynamic, there's a new paradigm, as the shift, as everybody likes to use. I like the simple words. Three letters or less make me very happy. But, you know, health share, health care, what it means. You're hearing all these commercials. Let's really find out more about how to take care of yourself. How you can ensure that your family is going to be devastated if, God forbid, if something bad happens to one of them. Thing I like about Liberty Health Share as well is you've got what I call kind of a pre-care. You know, you've got counselors that we can call and say, look, my weight is starting to pile on here. Here's what I got. You know, help me out. What do I need to do? What kind of program can I get on? Isn't that true?
It is true. We call it our health track program. And it really, again, Joe, we're talking about our ethics and our beliefs. It grows out of our belief that our bodies are temples and we really have a moral and spiritual obligation to take care of ourselves. And so we just have created a methodology for our members joining us, particularly with chronic conditions, high blood pressure, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, certainly, as you mentioned, obesity, and even smoking. We accept smokers that just got to commit to quit. We assign them a health coach, and they set out their own prescribed and self-determined goals and objectives, and the health coach just simply provides resources, support, and accountability to reach their own self-determined goals. It works dramatically well. We're changing people's lives, and it's exciting to see that happen.
All right, listen, you said it's a health coach. I would say it's a real life coach. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people hire life coaches all the time. This would be a real life coach if you're looking for help.
It really is. I mean, it really is. And it depends on the individual member, how many times they want to reach out and have sessions and talk through their lifestyle changes, their diet, their exercise, the kinds of things that we all know we need to be doing. But sometimes we just simply need that extra support or accountability to pull it off and do it. And that's why I think it achieves such success.
You know, I should have brought this up earlier, but I've had people ask me. Now, you talk about you send money to the member who needs it. You're not really cutting 240 checks a month to people who might need help. You've got an account that you approve money to be drawn from. How does it work?
Yeah, it's real simple. We each one with a swipe of a credit card or a debit card that we put on file. We contribute $199 for a single, or $299 for a couple, or $449 Jeez. For a family. It goes into a secure online account. We call it our share box. And then our technology matches that to another member who has medical bills. And when your money moves from your online account to theirs, it's a transparent event. You see those dollars move. You know the person you're sending your money to, and you can message them with cheer or encouragement or prayer. And like a true social community,
that.
We just stand with one another during those times of expense and crisis.
Well, you know, it's all, look, it's like the day, I don't want to sound like we're dinosaurs here, but it's like the days of old when I grew up in the north end of Boston and people needed help, you know, whether it was medical help or food or what have you. But in this case, you know, you knew the people down the street, the dad was sick maybe for a couple of days and people were helping out. And it truly is a community. You truly know the people or get to know the people that you're helping out there, should you so choose. And I think that's what makes it
very
special.
You put your finger right on it. It's creating community, mm-hmm. once again, but we use it using technology.
Right.
And thank goodness for the Internet and the technology we've created and developed. But it brings people together in a high-touch relationship, and we're just employing those old-fashioned values of people helping people.
Now, Dale, I've got a lot of small business owners that listen to the show, and this isn't just an individual package. This is something that businesses, small businesses can get involved in, can they not?
Well, we certainly encourage the small business owner to do so, but although we do, frankly, enroll individually. So we advise business owners, don't sponsor a health care plan. Just simply put dollars into your employees' hands. Let them make the decision. You become the hero,
yeah.
But it allows them to make choices and decisions based upon their best interests. So whether they want to go do conventional coverage, that's great, or do health sharing, it just simply enhances and increases choice and opportunity and liberty and freedom. And therefore, then the individual employee enrolls with us and uses those funds and dollars as a part of their sharing costs.
Yeah, and again, you know, the small business owner can have this as one of the offerings and explaining it to his employees. There might be a lot. Look at $199 for a single. I mean, that's a great price. That is a I don't want to say a bargain basement price, but when you look at healthcare all the way around, I mean, seriously, it gets crazy out there. Also, I have to ask you. You have to stop using foul language on my program here, because, you know, when you say things like God and liberty and freedom, you know, the
look out.
Right? I mean, the PC police would be all over this later on. Well, hey, look, it. I'm believing, I'll just say it this way, I'm believing under the new leadership of this country that we don't have to worry about that as much, and I think that we'll have more freedom to be able to reach out and do the things that we want to do. I would admonish people, you got to head over to libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org, and check them out. Do some reading. This is one of the things that makes me nuts. Do some reading first. Get some information on your own, and then call the counselor or, you know, then call the toll-free number and find out what's going on there. And, Dale, I really do appreciate at Liberty Health Show. I do appreciate what you do for people. It's a whole different way of looking at it.
You know, thank you so much, and it's, I'm grateful for the opportunity to just kind of walk it through, because it is a paradigm shift.
Yep.
It's a change of thinking, and it does take an educational curve for people to grasp how healthcare sharing fits into meeting their particular healthcare costs and the arrangement. But the motivation is to assist another person with their costs, and when your costs occur, those same people share in yours. And so it's reciprocal, it's supportive of one another, and it taps into those old-fashioned values of community and care.
It's not a cold industrial solution. I mean, that's what I think of when I think of health care, when I think of these large insurance companies. I really do. I feel like you're walking down one of those halls going, yes, comrade, down this hall in this room, we'll check you out. It just scares me to know it. This has just a whole different feel. And again, some of the people I've spoken with that already have used the services love it. Dale Bellis, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you, Joe. God bless.
You too. You know, I know it almost sounds like a love fest, and I don't mean it to be. But, you know, I only bring on, I bring on sponsors a little different. In full transparency, Liberty HealthShare and a few others are sponsors of the show, which means they don't just do advertising. I bring them on to talk about their product because I want to talk about their product. I think you need to know. When I bring the fellow on from, you know, I call him my gold guy, if you would, but that's not really what I should be calling him, David Fisher from Landmark Capital. You know, he understands how the market works. He's not, though he sells gold and silver, if you listen to him, it's not a constant sales pitch for gold and silver. He constantly talks to you about how, you know, you've got to be diversify. And I used to say, a third, a third, and a third. So you have to, you know, a third in stocks, a third in precious metals, you know, a third in savings kind of thing. And now he says you have to have a fourth. You have to have a can in the backyard where you actually have your stuff buried and hidden. But all joking aside, you get some information from these guys. You learn how to step out on some of the information we're giving you. And the same thing here with Liberty HealthShare. You know, you're used to calling your insurance a company, fighting with your company to pay for whatever it is that you're trying to get from them. But in this case, it's totally different. It's a total different way of taking care of your family, taking care of yourself. Come on, some of you single guys, single girls, you need some kind of medical insurance. I think their medical insurance is about $200 a month for single. That is not expensive. That is not a lot of money. That's, you know, two or three lunches a month you skip, you'll have the money for it. There's a couple of things you can cut back on to make that happen. And believe me, when you're young, you don't believe that anything will go wrong. And, you know, my daughter just had a friend of hers. They're in their 20s. And she died in a relatively short period of time. And, you know, not that medical insurance might have or have not been a problem or an issue. Maybe that's why she didn't go to the doctor on a regular basis, didn't get checkups. I don't know. And I know you don't think of that at a young age, but you need to. And then for the rest of you, yeah, you know what? Call. Check it out. If you feel like it was a hard sell, call me. I'll take care of it, believe me. I don't let this stuff hang. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Let your loved ones, your unloved ones, your friends, your cousins, your uncles, whatever, know about the show. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Turn it up, Charlie. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you aboard with me. Welcome back to what I consider another session of sanity right here on The Real Side. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do there. I'm trying to figure out all the things that you can that we can have you do. Oh, yeah, go up to the website, buy the book. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And you don't need to. It really is that simple. Right? And if you head up there, there's all kinds of stuff up there. You buy coffee mugs, water bottles, and the shirt, hashtag stand. I want you to stand up for what you believe in. I really do. I want you to stand up for what you believe in. I want you to, don't back down. I'm not telling you to beat the crap out of somebody. I'm telling you, don't back down. It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I'll get back to this United Airlines plane debacle. Whatever you want to call it. But I'm going to call it plane debacle. How's that? And I've been thinking about it, and I said it the other night. I said, You know, think about what this guy's doing. He's up there and he's screaming and he's acting like they're ripping, and they're not. If you watch what those cops did, not what they did was 100% correct, but really was all that screaming and yelling. It wasn't like they were slamming his head against the ground all the way out of the plane. And yeah, he broke his nose, and yeah, some other things might have taken place, and I get all of that. But my question to you is, would that have happened if he just got out of his chair? And I don't want to hear about the patient thing. I don't know about the guy's had other things happen in his life, and we won't bring those in because those are inadmissible, no matter how bad they were. Anyway, so if the guy had just got off the plane and went out front and said, "Hey, look, I'm a doctor. This is what I have. You have to book me somewhere else." Or got his own booking and then went after the airline. But he was looking for something. He had a mission. And let's see, I don't know how well this is going to come across, but I'm going to try anyway. But we have a recording, and I'm not made up. This isn't a joke or spoof. There was another recording made of this guy taunting the police. The optics of this suck. The CEO of United, if you listen to the show, and I doubt it, but somebody get him the message, shut up. Stop going on a talk. You're not helping yourself. Shut up. Stop feeling bad for the guy. Say, you know what? I really can't say anything until the investigation's over. It's a sad thing that happened. If it went down the way people think it did, otherwise, we're just going to wait. Take a listen, I think.
I don't want you to.
No, I'm not going. I am not going.
So here he is telling the cops, they're saying, you have to leave, sir, you have to go. You see, no, I'm not going. I don't care. I'm not going.
I'm not going. I'm staying right there.
I'm staying right here. I'm not moving. I'm staying right here. I'm sorry that it's poor quality, but I'm doing my best.
You can drag me down. I won't go. I'm not going. I'm staying right there. That's the
try to use the phone. I don't want you
to. No, I'm not going.
I keep telling him, we're going to have you leave. No, I'm not going. I'm staying right here. I have to be there. I have patients that need to see me. I'm not going.
I am not going. I'm not going. I'm staying right there. You can cut me now. I won't go. I'm not going. I'm staying right there. I'm just trying to use the phone. I'd rather go to jail. I'm not going to jail. No, I'm not going. I am not going.
Now, I couldn't quite get it, and I'm sorry, but a couple of times he says, drag me out of my seat, right? You'll have to remove me. I'm not leaving. I'm staying right here. It's crazy. Why would you do that? You got three cops standing there. You cannot win this. Do you know what I mean? And we've got a group of entitled people. We have a group we've not raised, because I won't even say raised at this point. We've allowed, we've enforced, we've encouraged that people buck the system at every corner. You know, they did that in the 60s. Buck the system, but they weren't talking about bucking the system on every little thing or anything you thought wasn't right. But anything that was true in justice, if you look on your ticket, and I don't have one in front of me. I had one a while back, but I don't have one in front of me now. These people can bump you for almost any reason. And I know that in this case, they were bumping them for employees that needed to get to, I think it was Louisiana, because they had a flight. They had work to go get on the next morning. So they weren't even paying passengers. I get that. Nonetheless, you were told what to do. If he's like that on the ground, can you imagine what he'd be like in the air if he didn't want to shut off his phone or if he didn't want to do whatever was that he was supposed to do? Is he one of those guys that'll take the seat next to the emergency door but won't do anything with it? I know some of the stuff is asinine. I'm throwing it out to get you to think. I just want you to think. Right? And I'd love to know what you. Maybe that's my next poll. Should the United passenger just get out of the chair and worked it out later, or was he right to hold his ground or stand his ground, whatever? I don't think so. I think in this case, it's a no-win situation. Look, you guys remember last year when I went to Politicon, or some of you do, some of you don't. And I, you know, we parked in the basement. It was a Tuesday affair. Second day I went there, parked in the basement as usual, walked up to the double doors that are down in the garage so I could go and, so I could go to the event. And I had my name badge on. And I walked up to the double doors, and it opened up, and a security guard met me there. And he said, I need you to wait. Hold on. Well, okay. Hold on for what? He said, well, we're just checking your registration. Well, what do you check? I've got the badge. Okay, well, I can't win. There's two security guards there, and I'm not going to push it, right? Just shut my mouth, and I'll get into the event and work it out later. So anyway, after standing there 5 or 10 minutes, I go, dude, you know, this ain't right. Are you holding me? Have you arrested me? What's the deal? No, we're just checking your credentials before we let you in. I said, okay, well, I don't know how long it takes to do that. You got a walkie-talkie. But again, in my head, I'm going, shut up, Messina. Let's just see what happens. So then I see two cops come out of the door. They're standing there against the wall, just kind of hanging out. Two security guards and then two other fellas. One pasty white guy and one Middle Eastern-looking guy. Now, the pasty white guy standing there, they both look very executive-like, you know. And the Middle Eastern guy looks at me and he says, in an accent, he says, you know, and I'm not going to do the accent because I don't want you to think I'm just being racist or something. But he says to me, you know, where's your friends? What friends? I'm a radio host. I have no friends. He says, no, the ones you were here with yesterday. I'm thinking, I wasn't here with anybody yesterday. I was here with Evan Say It yesterday. He was the only guy I kind of hung around with from time to time. I don't know what you're talking about. Yes, you do. You gave me a hard time. And he goes through this whole thing. And he whips out his phone, and he shows me pictures of my two friends. And apparently, my crime was making too much sense. Because then I looked at the guy and says, all right, you got a picture of my two friends. Where's the picture of me? If I was there, if I'm the guy, then you should have a picture of me. Oh, you're calling me a liar. I'm not calling you a liar. You're showing me a picture of my two compadres. I don't know those guys. But if I was there, why didn't you get a picture of me? And then he told me how I wasn't welcome to be at the event anymore. And they were keeping my credentials, and I needed to leave the building. And I just looked at him, and the two cops just stood there with poker faces. And I could have done a couple of things. I could have pitched a fit and made a scene. But, you know, I'm in a hallway with four officials and myself. That'll work out real well, wouldn't it? Right? And God only knows I could have ended up in jail or somewhere else or sitting down in that dungeon for a while. Or I just shut up and went, okay, I think you're wrong and I think what you're doing is wrong. And it wasn't me and you're falsely accusing me. And if it was the policeman doing this, I'd have an action. But it's a private security company at what's considered a private event because you had to buy tickets to get in. And it was a no-win situation, which I look at this guy and say the same thing here. It's a no-win situation. Right? You got all beat up. Okay, so you're going to make a couple million bucks. That'll make you feel good about yourself, right? You beat an insurance company. You beat the airline for a couple million dollars. Isn't that just grand? I don't know. It's great. Is this what we've raised? Is this now what's acceptable in this country to do? Is this the right way to handle oneself? I'm just trying to understand more than anything else, because I don't get it. Like I said, this is just lunacy. I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me, guys. Look at. If you have any questions, you want to know what's going on with the show, you want to send me some information, send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And please, capital TRS in the subject line so I know it's you. Hey, have a great rest of the weekend. Seriously.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
We'll be right back.